Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
They're flooding our country. We're not letting them in, but they're trying to flood our country.
All right, President Trump talking about the caravan. Well, part of that migrant caravan from Central America is steps away from the border. There's video of hundreds of people hanging out on the beach. There's the fence, so the wall right in front of them. They haven't gone over it yet. They haven't asked to come into the United States yet. The Border Patrol is there, and they're looking at each other. It is an odd. It's just very, very odd.
Yeah, if you're going to walk 2,000 miles, I guess you stop at the beach before you you go.
That's where wall is. This is in this
Tijuana,
part of Tijuana. San
Diego, yeah.
So
it just doesn't make any sense, though, if you've walked all this way and you are right there, why wouldn't you just go into a port of entry? Because you're supposed to go into the port of entry if you're seeking asylum. You're supposed to go into the port of entry and say, I want to seek asylum. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just keep going?
I think they're waiting for more people. I don't know. That's the only thing that I can think of. I think they're waiting for more people. I don't know why you would wait on the other side of the border.
Some migrants camped at the beach said officials had told them that the shelters are full. Some said officials offered them space in shelters but preferred to sleep alongside other caravan members. Mm. They said that the beach would serve as a meeting point as other caravan members arrive. So maybe you're right. Maybe they think the more people we have, the more we'll be taken seriously, the more attention we'll get. But also, you've got a bunch of people that are living in shelters. Maybe they don't know what's on the other side. They're waiting to figure out what's going on.
They could be waiting for family. Maybe they got separated. Maybe they're waiting for a lot more people that they're related to. I don't know the answer to it. What we do know is that the military's not right there on the border. You know, Trump wanted to put the military on the border. They're not right there. Jeff Flake was mouthing off yesterday about a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the things he said, when is he quitting?
Flake?
Is he almost done?
He's got a couple months.
Okay. He's annoying me. He said that the troops were
90 miles.
Okay.
They were in Tucson. They weren't in Nogales.
What happened in Yuma at the border?
In Yuma at the border, there's a video that's been released by the Border Patrol of the razor wire that they put up along the fence, along the structure. And that there are people, and they call them smugglers. Smugglers are just cutting it down. So they put it up an hour later, 2 hours later, it's down again. It's gone. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean,
use better wire.
It's just that simple,
right?
How do you not come up with a better plan or a better way to install, you know, razor wire instead of letting somebody on the other side just snip, 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 it's down.
Or you could build, Trump could build his wall. Let's say it's 20 feet tall, and then you get the old adage, 22-foot ladder.
Right.
Boom, you're right over it.
Exactly.
You know? But, I mean, the video showing a smuggler cutting down the barbed wire hours after the Yuma Border Patrol put it there.
Deflating.
Oh, it's totally deflating. You know, it's supposed to stop somebody from coming in and some clip, I'm in. That's it.
But you make a great point. Is it... Like, whose fault is that? Is it America's fault or the Border Patrol's fault? Because, really, guys, you can't figure out how to install something that's snip-proof? Or is it that they are so brazen and they make so much money off Americans, no matter what we do, they're going to find a way to get around it?
It could be. It could be. But the caravan right now is sitting on the beach in Tijuana, right in front of a wall.
Great shopping down there.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Big Four at Four. We start the 4 o'clock hour. We do this every day. And for the first 20 minutes, we bring you four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
Thanks to our booming economy, they now have a chance at more opportunities than they've ever had before. It is true.
President Trump talking about how people are able to find jobs. And I know we just got done with an election.
Right.
But we will bring this up. How can Donald Trump be reelected in 2020? Well, there was like a panel of experts that started talking. They said talk about the economy.
Right.
Talk about the economy. Be boring. Talk about the economy. Be dull.
At a pre-election rally, Trump told people in West Virginia, they all say, speak about the economy. Speak about the economy. Well, we have the greatest economy in the history of our country, but sometimes it's not as exciting to talk about.
The economy is boring?
He's already told you he's not going. Look, when you're running for something, or you're the company CEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick fights? Do you make obscure references or harmful references and try to drive everybody nuts? You shouldn't. You should concentrate on the positives. You should concentrate on, hey, we're up 7%. We're doing this. Everything's great. He's not going to do that. I mean, I understand what they're saying. The economy's the best thing you have right now as far as a win, right? But he's already said it's too boring. This guy thrives off of chaos that either he created or has been created for him. I don't know. He'll probably be reelected if the economy stays good. But, man, I don't think he's going to talk about it as one of his big points of reelect me and the economy will still remain good.
I think that if people know the economy is good in 2020.
They got to give him credit, right?
Well, some people will say it's Obama's economy.
But he's 4 years in now.
Well, I get it, but I'm just telling you what people argue. Trump says it's all him. Obama says it's all him. Maybe there's something right in the middle. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if people go and vote 2 years from now and they already know the economy is good, Trump might not have to say one word about it. If it's good and people know it's good, he probably won't even mention it. I mean, he'll bring it up, but he's going to bring everything else up. He's going to throw fire
at
people.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But again, I mean, if you know the economy's good, do you want to put a Democrat in there who might say, yeah, you know what? Economy's good. Now we're going to raise your taxes. I mean, that's what people will start thinking.
That's a way to talk about the economy without really talking about it.
Yeah. But in 2020, you're going to see, an even more aggressive Donald Trump from 2015 and 2016. Because now, I mean, I don't think Trump ever thought he was really going to win. Maybe he did a little bit.
He certainly acted like he didn't. He didn't care whether he won or not.
Right.
I don't need the job.
But now he wants to be reelected.
Right.
Because of, every president has an ego. They don't want to be a one-term president.
Right.
They don't want to be Jimmy Carter. They don't want to be George W. Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right.
They want to be a two-term president. And so I think in 2020, how will Donald Trump get himself reelected? If the economy's bad, he's done. If the economy's good, he'll probably win. But, we'll have to see. We've got 2 years to figure. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 years. And I don't know who the Democrats are going to run.
And do you run like Kyrsten Sinema? Remember, we saw
Trump.
We saw
Never.
Many different.
Trump runs the way Trump runs.
We saw elections that went after the independent votes. This panel is saying Trump needs yoga moms and their husbands to connect with his policies because it has gotten so divided and so divisive. You can't go far right like McSally did and expect people in the middle to vote for you. That's why you keep it about the economy. Look, the economy affects everybody, not the far left, not just the far right. It affects everybody. So he should concentrate on that to get people who are in the middle. But you're right. What will he do? He'll probably go far, far right again.
It'll probably be an election about how the far right votes for Trump and the far left votes for whoever.
Mm-hmm.
is running for the Democrats, and whoever turns out a better vote wins. That's probably what it'll be. All right, you've been listening to the Big Four at 4. We're only halfway through. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. We've got Big Story 3 and 4 to go.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
In nearby Chico, tent cities have popped up of fire survivors who have nowhere else to go. They wait for word on their homes and their loved ones. This volunteer is working at one of those tent cities.
It's going well. We've got free food. It's been a great temporary solution, but I don't know if it can sustain for a long time.
So we've been covering this California wildfire throughout the week. We've been talking to Alex Stone. There are two fires going on, one in the north, one in the south of California. One of them is the size of Mesa, Arizona. And what you heard Alex Stone say is there are complete cities and towns that have been obliterated by the fire. And some people have nowhere to go. and they are in Walmart parking lots in tent cities.
Well, there's nothing.
How bad is that? You lose your house, and now you're stuck in a parking lot in a tent city.
There's nothing else there for them. And what Alex said is some people are saying, no, I'm not going to. I lost my home. I lost my car.
You could have lost
my
family members.
I'm waiting to see if family members have made it out because they're holding out hope.
There are cadaver dogs. There's foot patrol. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So they're not going to take. They're not going to take a bus or some kind of service, or, you know, or whatever, to Sacramento or San Francisco. They're going to wait it out. So this Walmart parking lot has become a de facto tent city.
We asked Alex Stone too. Who pays for? Like, what would they rebuild when your house is burned to the ground?
If you have insurance.
If you have insurance. Does the government build it?
Right.
And he told us this.
Let's say your insurance company told you that your home was going to be $500,000 to rebuild. Well, that's what people had their homes insured as, at $500,000. And because in a supply and demand market, labor costs skyrocket, material costs skyrocket when all entire city is gone, which Santa Rosa found out about last year, where a big chunk of it was. Then all of a sudden, that $500,000 house is $2.5 million to rebuild.
Oh.
And people are. And people are going to their insurance companies and saying, well, I only have a fraction of what this is going to cost. And the insurance companies are saying, sorry, we feel for you, but you were only insured to $500,000. We are not going to give you more. And they can't rebuild.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
And you know what? I do. We haven't brought this up. This is all happening right around the holidays, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it
even
more
harder,
sad.
Even harder, yeah.
You have Thanksgiving coming up. You have Christmas coming up. And you have people with no homes.
They have nowhere to go.
No. It's really, it's terribly sad.
It is.
A lot of.
By the way, the death toll went up too. 59 people. They are still searching for people. There are 100 still missing, unaccounted for.
Mm.
I mean, it could well be over 100.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
If you filled your car this week, you know. If not, then you may be in for a nice surprise at the pumps. The Energy Department says gas prices are down 7 cents this week to an average of $2.69 a gallon. Prices, as usual, are the highest in California. They're lowest along the Gulf Coast.
So I hear all these stories in the news about how gas prices are just plummeting.
And when she said around the Gulf Coast, in some places it's below $2.
Louisiana, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas, less than $2 per gallon. Arizona, $2.85, $2.90. That's what I'm seeing.
I don't see any better gas prices. Unless it'll be next week, but we've heard for a couple weeks now that gas prices are supposed to take a plunge and be, in some cases, at their lowest levels in a couple of years. But we just haven't seen it here in Arizona.
One of the interesting things that happens is, it's weird, when gas prices are low, the stock market is down. When the stock market is, and right now it's down. I mean, it's gotten walloped all week. I can check and see what it was today, but what was it, 600 points just the other day?
And then 200 the next, another day, so that's 800, so who knows if it bounced back today.
Today it was up 208 points, the Dow was up. But usually, if gas prices are good, stock market's not too good. If the stock market's just rolling, gas prices kind of go up.
Right.
It's a
so
trade-off.
So which one do you want? You want your 401k to go up?
It depends on what
or
situation
you want
you're
low
in.
Gas prices.
Right, it just all depends on what situation you're in. But you know, there are going to be a lot of people traveling for Thanksgiving, and certainly here in Arizona, I'm not seeing anything like 260 or 250.
Not yet.
Or
again, maybe next week, but not yet.
Mm.
Or you got to go to Texas, Louisiana, or Oklahoma.
Well, what if I drove from here to Texas, filled up my gas tank because it's cheaper, drove back to Arizona, and started driving around trying to save
some
gas?
You would need it. You'd have to fill up three times.
They have to fill up the
Yeah. So. Yeah. Not worth it.
Are you one of those people that will travel 7 miles to get 1 cent less at a gas station?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You're not.
No.
Come on.
You are spending money to go save money. It makes no sense.
You kill two birds with one stone when you do this. You put the baby, the 2-year-old, in the back seat, conks right out. Because, you know, he loves to sleep in the car. Babies love to sleep in the car.
Right.
And then you go, you know, 10 miles down the road, you get cheap gas.
But
so you've got a sleeping kid and you've got cheap gas.
I've already spent gas to get there and the drive around with the baby.
I thought it was a good idea.
Okay.
All right. That's the Big Four at 4.
The Big 4 at 4 with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big 4 at 4 delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.